Next, Phyllis Summon.
Good evening, Phyllis Summer. I live at 15 West Main Street. I am the owner and operator for 37 years of Pumpkin Patch Antiques at that location. I also own the property directly across the street at 8 West Main. I represent three generations of one family who have invested all of their life savings and energies into restoring homes here, creating businesses, and hiring local people. I am requesting interested party status, not only because of the economics of tourism, the ability of people to travel easily and safely along the road, but maintaining Searsport as a destination. I represent 10 other antique dealers in my business. They are from many other towns across Maine. They rely on my income. I rely on their rental income as well as my own sales. So I'm requesting that status for economic reasons, for tourist reasons, for safety reasons, and if you have any questions.
Again, I'd say Ms. Summer is a member of TBNT, and I think that consolidation is the more appropriate way to go here.
Are you a member of TBNT?
I am a member of TBNT, but I am requesting interested party status as an individual resident and business owner of long standing in this community.
For economic reasons
and safety. Economic and tourism and safety.
Go ahead, Mr. Hinchman.
Steve Hinchman for TBNT. I just want to clarify that we're willing to accept consolidation with people that you designate as interested parties after they've been designated, and then we'll consolidate the presentation to streamline the whole thing and to limit the number of questions on cross-examination, etc. But we're not a stand-in for Chris is one thing, but the retirees, not all the retirees are TBNT members, and they sort of will facilitate their presentation, but they're not TBNT members. We can't consolidate them as if they were. That's not necessarily their they could join if they want to. So, and Phyllis is requesting separate status and a number of others separate status, and then we'll coordinate the presentation. So I just want to make that clarification.
Thank you.
I make a motion to grant Phyllis Summer.
I make a motion to grant Phyllis Summer interested party status.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor of the motion, go ahead.
How much of interested party status do we have to grant if they have concerns that overlap other concerns? Can we restrict it to simply to concerns that aren't already being addressed in 10 other people?
Well, first of all, I just want to caution the board on these interested party requests that, first of all, everybody will have the opportunity to speak as public in the public hearing portion of this hearing, but beyond that, you want to make sure that anybody who is requesting an interested party status can articulate something for their portions of the ordinance that they're targeting that makes them special or different than anybody else in town. And so being a business owner, you have to make sure they're differentiated from other business owners. Being a resident, you have to make sure they're differentiated from other residents, or else we're sort of unnecessarily complicating things and dragging things out, which is not to say, you know, don't vote to accept this one, but just be a little careful in who you're granting, because we have to worry about the flow of this hearing. And again, feel free to, if you find that somebody has a special point to offer on one factor in the ordinance, feel free to accept somebody and limit it to that particular issue.
Yes, sir. L.A.? There is a motion. We discuss it. All those in favor of the motion? The motion is 4-1-0 on this to grant status.
Thank you.